Life Track with Chuck Swindoll is a presentation of Insight for Living Canada.
Let me tell you about my first car. Speaking of that, my first car was a 1948 Fleetline Chevy. It was slick, man, I tell you. It was a great little car. This was 1953 or 4. It was a 48, so it was a used car. And my dad put tires on it. I got white walls, big gangster walls. Big white wall. And it was dark blue, didn't have a spot on it. I polished it every week. The chrome, knockout. I had skirts on it. Not in it, skirts on it. On it. Had 4-inch lowering blocks. Had Dago pipes. Boom, 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 boom. Cleaned the engine every week with gunk. Gunk. It's called gunk. You spray it on there. I polished parts of the engine every month. I was underneath it washing off the differential and the transmission and every grease zerk. I cleaned and painted orange. Everyone. I mean, I made $68 a month payments on that mother till you, I thought I would never see the end. And I'm working to keep this car perfect. But the upholstery, it was out of this world. Fabulous car. My granddaddy, who really liked having a good time in life, came to visit us as a family one weekend. And he sat on the back porch and watched as I was finishing my third hour on his car. He said, "Son," I said, "Yeah, granddaddy." He says, I'll make you a deal. If you just start enjoying this car, I'll pay it off." He said, "You need to drive this silly thing. Burn rubber down the driveway. Go on dates, eat hamburgers, go into Princess Hamburgers with a date and throw French fries all around and cruise down to Galveston." He says, "You know the problem, son. You own the car, really, it owns you. And you're not enjoying it." My granddaddy was right. Began a whole life of out of control joy as a result of that. Counsel. I'll never forget it. "Son, I'll pay the silly thing off if you just start enjoying it."
That was a pretty good deal. Chuck's grandfather paid off his car on the condition that Chuck enjoy it. It was a lesson he never forgot, the lesson of having a joyful attitude. To this day, Chuck lives with what he calls out-of-control, outrageous joy. It's a lesson all of us need to learn. So often we get caught up in pressures and worries that we forget to enjoy the journey. If you want outrageous joy, you need a relationship with the living God. His presence in your life gives you the love, peace, and grace to have a joyful attitude no matter what you're going through. Joy comes from confidence in God, knowing that He's at work and in full control of everything that's happening in your life. The pressures on you may be intense, but nothing, absolutely nothing, can rob you of your joy in the Lord.
This is Steve Johnson of Insight for Living Canada. Listen to more of Chuck Swindoll's LifeTrack messages at lifetrack.ca. LifeTrack, where life and truth meet.
The preceding LifeTrack presentation was brought to you by Insight for Living Canada. The original message, "How to Kickstart a Whole New Beginning," was copyrighted in 2001 and this LifeTrack sound recording was copyrighted in 2011 by Charles R. Swindoll Incorporated. All rights are reserved worldwide.